Brazil's government has confirmed press reports that it barred International Atomic Energy Agency inspectors from part of a new uranium enrichment plant near Rio de Janeiro. But Brazil angrily rejects what it sees as baseless American insinuations that the plant might be used to make the ingredients for bombs. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Rio de Janeiro.
The facility in question is being built to enrich uranium for Brazil's nuclear power plants. The Brazilians say they've allowed all the inspections required by the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, but so far they've balked at letting inspectors take a closer look at certain machinery. Foreign Minister Celso Amorim says Brazil has a right to shield legitimate industrial secrets. Brazil is entitled to protect its proprietary technology, technology that was developed in Brazil, Amorim says. Prominent nuclear physicist José Goldenberg says Brazilian technicians have managed to build the facility without outside help, but he's skeptical of the need for secrecy.
It's an achievement, you know, but which does not mean that the process has any great originality.
The controversy was touched off by a front-page story in Sunday's Washington Post, which highlighted the limits on inspections at the facility. The Brazilian government took offense at the story, which many here saw as an unjustified attack on Brazil's nuclear non-proliferation credentials. Politicians here have assumed the story was planted, either by the U.S. government or the International Atomic Energy Agency, even though the IAEA won't comment on the situation. José Sarney is the president of the Brazilian Senate. I don't see how anyone could compare Brazil to North Korea or Iran, Sarney said. Brazil abandoned its bomb program in the 1980s, and the constitution here now bans nuclear weapons. But the country has not yet signed what's known as the Additional Protocol, an addendum to the Non-Proliferation Treaty which allows more intrusive inspections.
I don't think there's any serious concern that Brazil is pursuing a nuclear weapon program.
Daryl Kimball is the executive director of the Arms Control Association based in Washington.
But the Brazilian uranium enrichment activity comes at a time of heightened awareness about the availability of uranium enrichment technology in other states that could lead to the production of bomb material, specifically in Iran and also in North Korea.
But while the U.S. worries about nuclear proliferation, Brazil's president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, has to worry about shoring up his slipping popularity among voters. Lula was elected in part by appealing to the nationalistic instincts of Brazil's conservative voters. Now, some of that old nationalism seems to have reappeared in his government's nuclear policies, according to physicist Goldenberg, who was a government minister when Brazil renounced the bomb.
When we did it 12 years ago, a lot of people in Brazil were not favorable to signing NPT. And I think these are the same people, you know, that think that we are giving up sovereignty, you know.
Despite the dust-up caused by the Post article, Brazil and the IAEA are hardly stuck in a standoff over inspections. Brazilian authorities say they're still willing to negotiate the terms of the inspections, and a Brazilian delegation is planning a trip to the agency's headquarters in Vienna, where they say they'll disclose more details of their enrichment process. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.